So, Carol, a very positive message from Edward Snowden about the world we'll live in today. But I think that over the year, he's obviously been a very controversial figure. And so he has gone from kind of revealing this NSA surveillance programs, I think, to being more of a provocateur and getting a dialogue going about the kind of programs that are going on right now.
It just enters my mind he did tape that in Russia, right? Because he can't leave, and Russia's not exactly, a place where freedom of speech flourishes. And if he said anything against Russia, Russia probably wouldn't let him release this message. And he's just a complicated guy, and it's a complicated issue, and I don't know how to feel about it.
Well, I think it's interesting, and there's a bit of hypocrisy going on, as you say, because in Russia there's a very little freedom of expression, and you've seen over the last year President Putin cracking down even further on his opposition. And one of the conditions of Edward Snowden's so-called temporary asylum is that he wasn't going to do any more leaks against the United States. But you've seen, he's passed a lot of information to journalist Glenn Greenwald and others, and so you've seen these selective leaks over the years, and officials say they really have no idea how much information he really has, and it could be just the tip of the iceberg. So at very select moments, it seems to inflict kind of maximum controversy, maximum damage to U.S. prestige over the world. We could see in the coming weeks and months even more programs. We really have no idea how much information he has or what's going to be linked by his so-called proxies.